Blog Talk Radio.
Of iMac with your host, me, your host, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Willie Boy Ramo. Willie Boy!
McCorley!
Hey,
what's up, man?
How's it going?
Not much, you. You know, just a Saturday night, man.
Yeah, definitely. Tonight's show, we're going to talk about this ALS Ice Bucket Challenge that's been going on. We're also going to be talking about Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. Looks like they've been headed towards a divorce. I'm also going to tell you parents and you people out there who are going to go shopping for school supplies for your kids on why the 99-cent store is the best place to go. Is the best place to go school shopping. So I'll explain that a little bit later. And if you guys want to call in and share your thoughts or provide your feedback, the phone number is 646-200-4444. Actually, sorry, I just gave the host call-in number. I always do that for some reason. I don't know why. It's actually, the guest call-in number is actually 646-721-9904. Again, that's 646-721-9904. So let's get it started, Will. I know you've heard of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge that's been going on recently. It's been going on for several weeks now. It's basically you have people dumping buckets of ice cold water on themselves to raise awareness for ALS.
AKA Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, which I mean, Lou Gehrig made the disease famous because he was one of the first celebrities to go public with the disease. And it's a disease that affects your brain tissue, your neural activities, and it could eventually lead to death. You know, so I think it was started by Peter Fitz and one of his friends. Since then, it's become like, right now, it's like a social phenomenon. You know, you have people posting videos of themselves on Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram of them dumping ice-cold water on themselves, and they end up challenging someone else to do it. And if you don't take the challenge, you have to donate money to the ALSA. But people who end up dumping water on themselves end up donating money anyway. So, but yeah, it's like the latest going on in social media, you know. This might be more popular than the Harlem Dance or the Harlem Shake last year.
This is way better than the Harlem Shake. At least this is for a good cause.
Right, yeah, it is. But, it is kind of, I guess he's stupid. It's kind of, I mean, just donate the money. Like, do we really need to be, wasting water like that? I mean, you have, people in foreign countries who don't have any water, who have dirty water, you know? They would love that ice bucket water that people are wasting away. So, I mean, if I was challenged, I personally wouldn't do it. I mean, I would donate money. Well, I have donated money already to the ALSA, you know? Not because someone tells me to do it, but because I feel like, you know, giving back, you know? Charitable cause, you know. Every year I decide to I make a decision to donate to a charity, whether it's UNICEF or the American Cross or some charity, you know, just to give back and, you know, help people in need.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this ice bucket challenge, I mean, I personally wouldn't do it, but hey, whatever floats your boat, you know. People are.
No problem to the person if they want to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. You know. But Will, I challenge you now. I challenge you to donate money to the ALSA. So that's my ice bucket challenge to you without putting ice cold water on yourself.
Yeah, I knew this. I had a feeling this was coming. You're talking about this off the air, but I had a feeling that was coming.
I challenge you, Will, to donate money.
And you know what? I will.
Yeah.
I will. Not the challenge, but donate.
Donate money. I know.
Shoot, is that summertime doing that? Is that summertime weather anymore?
Yeah, it's getting cold outside, man.
Shoot.
For real. But like I said, more power to everybody who's posting videos on this challenge and raising awareness about this disease, you know. And I hope people are actually donating money and not just freaking wasting water.
For real.
Because if they are, then it's pretty much a waste of time.
Yeah, because, you know, it's cool if you're doing both, you know.
Exactly.
You're making a fool of yourself, you know, for a worthy cause, you know.
Yep.
Yep, definitely.
But if you like doing it just so you won't pay the money, I mean, come on. That's,
I know.
I mean, to each his own, but
yeah.
Just if you're gonna do it, if you're gonna you know do the challenge, you know do the water book, at least donate it anyway.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
You know, everybody has their own, their own viewpoint, I guess.
Yeah, and the New York Times is reporting that the LSA has received over $41 million since this Ice Bucket Challenge started.
Oh yeah, no doubt, because you know you got all these celebrities backing it up. So
oh yeah, yep.
People are you know what I'm saying? You know, they see their favorite celebrities doing it, and you know, they also feel inspired themselves to, you know, participate in a worthy cause. So, it's no surprise that it's making that much money.
Oh yeah, you have celebrities like Oprah. Well, Oprah, I don't think Oprah has done it yet. She's been challenged, but you have Tyler Perry, Michael Jordan, Derek Jeter, former President George W. Bush. Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, you have all these celebrities doing
it.
So
you name everybody's been basically a part of it.
Oh yeah. So it's definitely helping out the LSA. Hey, Will, can you step back away from the TV? There's a lot of feedback in the background.
Sorry.
I hear ice cream truck for some reason.
Yeah, because there's an Audi commercial with the ice cream, people running for ice cream truck.
You buy the TV? You standing by the TV, or are you sitting in front of it?
Well, I was sitting next to it, but I just happened to be standing up next to it a few seconds ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, what's going on there? But
the ice cream, man. I love it.
But yeah, so that's my take on this ice bucket challenge. But yeah, let's get into some celebrity news that's going on right now. Yeah, but this has to do with more, I mean, that's more charity and stuff, but this has to do with more celebrity gossip.
Right.
You have, looks like Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, they're heading towards a divorce, it looks like.
Yeah, that's sad. You know, they got two kids and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of speculations, you know, most likely is because of, his work schedule. You know, the guy, he's a Black Ryan Secret. He has, like, 85 million jobs, you know. And
yeah.
Not to mention his recent interviews apparently angered Mariah Carey. One of them, I think, with Howard Stern, saying that, you know, she didn't put out until,
yeah.
her wedding day. So,
oh yeah, I'm gonna get into that in a minute here. But they've been married, you know, for like 6 years, you know, which is like an eternity for celebrity marriages. And you know, like you said, they have twins, right? It's twins that they have, or triplets, or whatever. Will. Hello.
Yeah, hello, what did you say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they have twins or triplets? Right?
Twins.
Twins, okay. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like Nick is the one that decided to part ways with Mariah because he feels like she's, he's on the road too much. He has so many different jobs. You know, the fact that he went to Howard Stern, on Howard Stern and talked about Mariah not, you know, giving it up, you know, having sex with him, you know, until they were married. That I found surprising because, I mean, Nick, wow, he must have really wanted it if he waited that long. Because like I tell you, Will, like, if I want a girl, she has to be really, really special for me to wait until after marriage to bang her. Nick Cannon must have some patience because I would not have that type of patience.
Yeah, you never know. You never know when you're in love, man. You know, you're gonna. You never know what your limit is.
Yeah. And, you know, he also said that Mariah, you know, like, she has a lot of yes men that's telling her what to do, and they, you know, they're just concerned about Mariah making money. So that also played into, you know, them separating. But, yeah, the things are not looking good for their marriage right now. So it's another celebrity marriage going downhill.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, he recently said to the Insider that they're, you know, that their marriage is, you know, there's trouble in paradise, you know, to quote him.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's sad to see, you know.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully they can work it out, but it looks like, you know, they're headed to Splitsville.
Oh, yeah. And don't get me wrong, I'd bang the crap out of Mariah Carey. I mean, like, she has a lot of stuff on her. Like, she might be crazy at times, but she, that girl has a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's obvious.
Man. But I'll be damned if I'll wait till marriage to bang her. I'll be damned. And
you Ron Simmons now?
Huh?
I said you Ron Simmons now.
Damn. But it looks like another celebrity is going to be married pretty soon. Kevin Hart.
All right, all right.
He just proposed to his girlfriend, and his girlfriend looks really fine. Have you seen pictures of her?
I probably have. I just can't remember how she looked off the top of my head, but, yeah, I mean, you know.
She looks a little bit like Lena Rochon, a little bit, from back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong with that, with a comparison like that.
Yeah, man, she looks hot. Kevin, that money is sure working out for him. Now he can get any girl. He can get any girl now. It doesn't matter.
So now that makes you the most eligible comedian bachelor.
Yeah. The guy's like 3'4", and he's getting women making loads of money, man. But
all you gotta use is a pile of cash as a footstool.
And that's what he's doing right now, pretty much. But, yeah, he just proposed to his girlfriend, and he brought her to a strip club in Atlanta. And in that same strip club, his ex-wife, Tori Hart, she showed up, and they were sitting across from each other the whole night. I mean, must be really awkward.
When he proposed?
After. This was after he proposed to his ex-girlfriend and he brought her. Well, this was after he proposed to his girlfriend and he brought her to the strip club. And his ex-wife happened to show up to that same club. And they were sitting across from each other the whole night. I mean, that can't be any more awkward than that. Your soon-to-be wife and your ex-wife is sitting right across from you. And that's a comedy in itself.
Yeah. That should be in Real Husbands of Hollywood.
He's probably going to talk about that in one of his comedy specials. I want to hear about that.
He might. I mean, you know, his life is basically open book, basically. So
yeah, pretty much.
Probably would talk about it.
Like, well, see, what had happened was that.
What are you gonna say?
No. That's what Kevin Hart would have started off with a joke with.
Well, you know his ex-wife who was there. She's going to be on a show called Atlantis.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's going to be on BET or VH1. Most likely VH1, maybe, because they got all the trashy gold digger shows. So, yeah, so that's celebrity gossip for you, Will.
Yep. You heard it here, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Now, sadly, I want to talk about Robin Williams because I didn't get to talk about him last week because there wasn't any show last Saturday.
Right, right.
As we all know, you know, he passed away last week of apparent suicide, and it looks like he was suffering from Parkinson's disease, early stages of Parkinson, which caused depression and some other mental illnesses. But, yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate we lost a great comedian, a great movie star. He was like 62, right? 62 years, I think.
No, he was, I think, 61 or 62. He was between 61 and 63. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Right, right, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, around that age. So, yeah, I mean, he was, I mean,
I think it was 63.
Yeah, I mean, he was one of the finest actors that we've had in the last 20 years. I mean,
oh, yeah, he was hilarious. And I've always, you know, said this about him. If you watch his comedy act and you miss the first, like 30 seconds of his act, you basically missed the whole show because he's just gonna be going on to many different topics that are branched off from the first joke.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You'll be laughing because his impressions are funny, but you won't get the full understanding of how he set up the joke.
Yeah, you gotta keep pace with him because he goes really fast with his jokes and delivery. You know.
Oh yeah.
And he's a very good improviser. He improvises on the spot, so you got to keep up with him. But, yeah, he passed away, and he was 63 years old, like you said, and we've lost a great movie star and a funny comedian. He was nominated for Oscar. He won some Grammy Awards, Screen Actor, Emmy. Some of his famous movies include Miss Doubtfire. Jumanji, Good Will Hunting. What else, Will? Help me out.
The
Birdcage.
Trying to think what else he did. Aladdin.
Aladdin. Good Morning Vietnam. Oh yeah, Dead Poets Society. Yep.
Popeye. Yep.
Popeye, one of my favorites. Of course, my favorite would have to be Hook. Hook was my favorite.
Oh, yeah, he also did Awakenings. I don't know if you're familiar with that movie.
Oh, yeah, right. Early 90s movie, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Night at the Museum.
Oh, yeah, Patch Adams, too.
All right, Patch Adams, yep.
They're all coming back to me.
Yeah. But Hook was my favorite because, I mean, just the fact that he played a grown-up Peter Pan who forgot who he was and then returned to Neverland and rediscovered who he was. And when I saw that, I was like, wow, that was a great movie. And he's the only male Peter Pan I've seen. Because all Peter Pans I've seen have been played by women.
Right, and the Broadway shows.
Yeah. So he did a great job with that. But, yeah, we lost a fine actor, and, you know, rest in peace. And
sure
my condolences to him, to his family, and his wife, you know. And as a tribute, I want to play a stand-up clip. And I don't know what year this is from, but in this clip, he's doing stand-up, and he's talking about one of my favorite topics, porn.
Mm.
You'll love it.
Pornography. And the definition of pornography is quite simple. Erotic is using a feather. Pornography is using the entire chicken, which is weird. And I've been watching a little bit of porn since I've been on the road. A little. Shut up. And with porn movies, they don't have coming attractions, because if it was, you'd be like, oh, done, thank you, fine. With porn movies, when you're watching them, it's basically, they're an hour and a half long. And who watches an entire fucking porn movie? One guy up there going, I do. But an hour and a half long, even with fast forwarding, you're like, ah! What? No! And the one thing you don't want with porn is basically slow motion, because it's like, yeah. acting in porn movies is always so bad. There's always that one girl who's like, it's not Miss America. Stay with the dick. What are you doing? And why do they always have to have such bad actors when they're always like, I'm going to fuck you so hard. Even my right hand is going, I don't believe him. But there's scripts. There's scripts for porn movies. Somebody's writing this stuff going, I'm going to fuck you so hard. You little whore. Okay, that's it for today. And then they're on a porn movie set going, I'm going to fuck you. Line! Fuck you hard, you little whore. Thank you. I just need a moment. And that's fucking weird, too. And there's been porn for centuries. Was there radio porn? Was there George Burns going, well, teabag me, Gracie? I don't know. Did John Wayne have a Brokeback Mountain moment of going, well, Stuffy, we're going up the old Jism Trail right now. God damn it, here we go. And Walter Brennan going, oh, Duke, you're tearing my ass apart, gotcha! I can't quit you. I can't goddamn quit you. Was Gregory Peck going, I'm going to glaze you like a Danish. Did Jimmy Stewart basically go, oh, well, just play with my balls just a little bit. Yeah. Just jangle the twins around and put a finger in my hiney if you're a friend. Yeah. Two if you're a pal. Yeah. There's one guy who could do porn, and I think we all would watch. That guy is Chris Walken. Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God. He would be amazing. Chris would be up there going, I'm inside you. So deep inside you now, fucking you now, inside you, deep inside you now, yes, now. I came an hour ago. And it's not bad enough they make porn movies. They make porn movies of my movies. They make Goodwill Humping. It's okay. Wet Dreams May Come. All right. Snatch Adam. That was scary. A clown with a strap on. Fuck off. You know, Popeye, I would watch. Popeye be like, oh, God, yes, olive oil. Yeah, yeah. Come on now, yeah. Blow me down. Yeah. Come on, olive oil. Yeah. You got no tits in a tight box. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. I creamed me spinach. Yeah!
It's a crazy guy. He'll be missed for sure. Robin Williams.
Can't wait to ask him before.
He'll be missed, surely. But,
I'm sorry.
You could go on YouTube and watch that clip. It's just, you could just type in Robin Williams on porn and you'll find it.
Did you ever see the one with him joking on golf? Apparently that's his most viewed comedy skit.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I was just on YouTube a while ago watching that. That's a pretty funny one.
Yeah, I saw that. Unfortunately, the day I think it was the day after he died.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, you can watch all of his clips, and his best stand-up special was Live at the Met, which was, I think, in the late 80s or mid 80s, I think. That's a pretty good stand-up special as well. So you could check that out or buy the CD, because I'm sure Amazon has it. Yeah, like I said, he'll be missed. Rest in peace, Robin Williams. And it is. But lastly, like I said earlier in the show, I want to talk about back to school shopping. I know a lot of parents out there are going shopping this weekend and this upcoming week, going shopping for school supplies for their kids. I had to go shopping today for my baby sister. I went to Target, you know, just to buy her some, pencils and eraser, sharpener, you know, some other the main school supplies that she needs to bring to school when school opens up next week. And I was going to get her some notebooks at Target, but I was like, they were too flimsy, too soft. You know, I wanted the hard marble notebooks, you know. These notebooks that Target have, they're soft and they're easy to fold and rip. So I decided, after shopping for all the other stuff, for the pencils and the crayons and the sharpener, I decided to buy all that stuff at Target, and then I was going to go to the 99-cent store across the street and buy the hard notebooks that I was looking for. And I went to the 99-cent store to buy the hard notebooks, and they were selling notebooks 2 for $1. And these were composition notebooks. These were like books.
Old school.
Old school notebooks, you know? So I ended up buying 4 for $2.
Nice.
Get this. Target, they're selling their composition notebooks for, you know how much?
$5.
For like $2 or $3. $2 for one notebook. While I got 4 notebooks for $2. Isn't that a big disparity right there?
You ain't lying.
That's a major disparity. That's why I should have did all my shopping today at 99 cent store, because I went in there, I saw people buying pencils and crayons and other school supplies in there, and they were saving much more money than I spent today. I mean, today I ended up spending around maybe, I would say, $20 on school supplies at 99 cent store. I could have paid like $10. $10 I could have paid at 99 cent store. And you know why? You know why 99 cent store has, why they're selling stuff for so low? Because they have what's called a minimum advertising price. It's a minimum price that they could sell a product for. And that it's basically what Walmart does. Walmart, you know, they sell their stuff at the minimum advertised price that they're giving. So they'll sell it at the lowest price. And because it's so low, more people are going to buy it. And that brings in much more money to the company that way, you know. So they may not be making up in price margin like these other companies and, you know, these other big companies. But over time, people are going to see that low price and they're going to want to buy more. And they're going to end up making more money that way.
Exactly. It's smart business.
It is smart business. And that's why people should go shopping more at the 99 cent store, because the 99 cent store, I mean, they do have some – the quality of products there are not that good for the most part. But, I mean, you'll find some of the same stuff there as you'll find in Target or any place else, you know. I saw freaking Cheerios and other – name brand stuff in 99 cent store that they were selling for low prices. Meanwhile, if I go to Target or these other stores, I'm getting freaking ripped off. Well, maybe I shouldn't say ripped off, but I'm paying like more money than I should be paying, you know? So it's smarter if you want to save money to go to the 99 cent store and buy any of your supplies, whether it be school supplies or any food supplies, go to the 99 cent store. Now, most of the time, you're not going to get a good product for a 99 cent store because, you know, like I said, some of their stuff are garbage. You know, some of their stuff are resellable items that are not, you know, they're not good quality products, you know. So, but then again, like, if you're just buying a damn notebook for your kid, I mean, you could buy a notebook pretty much anywhere. You know, it doesn't matter if it has to be a name brand or not. I mean, just don't end up spending more money on it than you should be.
Right.
You know? Absolutely. So that's my take on it, you know? You could save more money buying from 99 cents or Family Dollar or those other cheap stores than you can going at Target, you know? I love Target, but let's be real. You know, you're going to spend money when you go there, although they do have discounts and stuff, but the 99 cent store, that's the place where you want to be. Now, I'm not saying to go and buy a suit at a 99 cent store. I'm not telling you to do that. Because, again, you're going to get what you pay for. You know, if it's 99 cents, then something might be wrong with it. So, but if it's something that's not valuable, you know, like a notebook, then you should be good. But, yeah, that's my take on it. So that's what I want to tell you. If your parents are going shopping this weekend or this upcoming week for any school supplies, you're better off going to 99 cents and just saving some money. So, what's your take, Will? What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know.
Yeah, save that money, man.
Save the money. It all, whatchamacallit, adds up in the end.
Your kids, they'll appreciate that, you know. They'll appreciate you save some money and you ended up buying some more stuff for them than you could have if you went to Target, you know. So that's my take on it, and I guess we'll wrap it up. Will, you got any last words?
You know, thanks for having me on the show, and check out my show, Sports Urban Legend, every Sundays at 6, and check IMAX every Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio.
All right, so yeah, check out Will's show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend at 6, and come back here next week at 11 and check out my show, IMAC. So for me, McCorley, and my co-host, Will, see you next week.